This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, my name is Inspeki, actually. I'm from Africa. I got into the U.S. through OGP. It has been a wonderful journey. I'm here in the Northeast working as a nurse in one of the biggest suites and very good hospitals here in the U.S. I'm happy to be here. I know that in the United States, they have advanced healthcare system, and I want to be part of that great team. I want to also advance my education here to have my master's degrees in nursing, my PhD in nursing. And it's going to be a great opportunity for me to work and school. It's easier in US to work and school, and you have every different opportunities that you can advance your education from different means. Also, I've been thinking of coming to US to work in US. Also raise children here in the US. And I found this not very cool for me because it's quiet, it's cool, it's good. The area I'm staying is very good to raise children. And I'm excited to be here. I've been a nurse for more than 6 years in Nigeria. And now I'm in the US, I've seen different things. Different ways of practice and higher technology, and I'm excited to be here. My first entrance in the United States, I was excited. It was amazing. I must say that I found all the help I needed when I arrived in the United States. My community museum, Mariam, was on ground waiting. My hotel was already booked. The hotel, they sent their tour. They came and picked me from the airport, the train to the hotel. In the morning, Maria came and picked me up, went to bank, set my bank account, got a phone. Everything was set up, all the tests I need to do, the drug screening, everything was set up. I didn't find it difficult when I got to the US. It was pretty easy, but I must say you come with at least a token. You must come with some dollars with you. But everything I wanted was there. I got an apartment before I came to the US. So I didn't stay long in the hotel. I spent just 2 days. OGP got air mattress for me. So I didn't find it difficult, not at all. I didn't know anywhere, but Maria took us around. We got our groceries, we bought kitchen utensils. We got everything we need. She took us to the hospital. We went to a tour in the hospital to see where we are going to work. Everything was very easy, so we didn't find it difficult to adjust. Just that the weather was cool when we came, because our country, we have a very hot weather. But they are better now. We are adjusting to the weather, we are adjusting to everything. I love the environment. It's very cool, it's clean, it's beautiful. Everywhere is very organized. You don't need to stress yourself about anything. Most of the things we stress ourselves in our home country to get, you don't stress yourself here in US to get them. Put a call and someone will answer you and tell you what to do. And also our community vision helped us to set our gas and electricity. So everything was smooth. Once we entered our apartment, we just started working and we didn't feel it as if we just came to a new environment.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Delaware is cool, it's not really a busy place, and I really like it.
It's a great place to raise children and it's a beautiful place. The transportation here, there are public transports which I've never used before. When I came here newly, I do use lifts. Though they say it's quite expensive, but I didn't have any choice. And I used lift. It was good for me. Lift is just 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, you've gotten a lift in Delaware. There is Uber also. Then Uber can, if you want to eat anything, you can make order. Actually, you can make order like a Nigerian food. You can make order. They will pick it and come and give you your home. Also, you need a car because if you continue paying Lyft to travel, to go to grocery stores and other places, it's not going to be easy for you. So I advise you get a car because there are different options which you can get a car under OGP and Connectix. So I advise you get a car so that you don't have to spend much and spend all the salary you are getting. But overall, I am also, another thing in Delaware is that it's a great place for new drivers. It's not quite busy. You can drive as a new driver that your hand is not, you are not too familiar with driving. It's a great place because the road is quite cool and it's not too busy. There are not many cars on the way. So you can actually drive through and through from work. Delaware, I have different restaurants if you're just coming in for the first time. There are Nigerian restaurants. I know I went to Jamaica restaurant and I enjoyed the food and I went to Chinese restaurant. It was wonderful. Then we have so many African stores here in Delaware. I've been there a couple of times. I got African food, all the African food I needed, I got them. Also, there is other markets called Farmers Market. We have one in Newcastle and we have one in Newark. I got fresh fruits, I got some of our vegetables. I got fruits, I got fresh things. I even bought other things. I really enjoy it because all the food I want, most of the food I want, the African food, I got them here, so I don't need anyone to start bringing food for me from Africa or anything. So I'm so comfortable because I have so many African stores. I want what I need. I'm just going to say that they just need to read and work hard. Just be determined you're going to get it because I know that when I was looking for mine, I have so many obstacles and I have many challenges. Looking for visa to write my exam. But finally, I'm here. And many other of my friends want to be like me today. I will just say that you should work hard, read your book, don't get distracted. Most times you feel like giving up. Most times you feel fed up, but you just have to keep pushing. And I'll say that when you are done with your exam, any job opportunity you see that is good, that offers good, you just have to grab it and come over. Everywhere is good. The way my relative talked about Delaware, when I came in, I saw that Delaware is not the way they said it is. It's a very beautiful place. And the hospital that I'm working in, they are so lovely. They are so kind. They are teaching me. They keep on calling, asking me what they need to do for me every day. So anytime you see an opportunity to come and work, it's okay to come and work and not to be specific on in the state you want to really go to. Sometimes it might be good, but sometimes the one you see might be better.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.